Blog Talk Radio.
That the Most High love does more than any other nation. Especially in the ghettos and the slums. You could thought we could be safe. We chose. We were the Gentiles. The Most High came from our spirit to show.
The moment I found that I felt it. And I cried all night over the scripture. And I did so, and I love the different love. I fell down on my knees in faith for all of his love and mercy. And
once again to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders Show. We welcome you to spend this next 60 to 90 minutes with us. We're having another abbreviated edition of the show. We won't be going our full 2 hours, but trust me, it will be packed with information that will bless you. And tonight, we're going to be talking about. Do not be deceived by the Christmas spirit, part of this Halloween day season. And our text was taken from 1 John 4:1, which reads as follows. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of Yah, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So tonight, we have with us Elder Yael and myself. So sit back and listen to us prayerfully. And we're going to go ahead and bring Elder Yael on. Come on up, Elder.
All right. So that, Elder, for that introduction. And so that for being here with me tonight as we look a little bit into the scripture again, because we know we at a time when the whole world is being deceived, you see? And this time of the year has been deceiving our people. I tell you, since the time that we've been here, it has intensified. And it's something that we must take note of. We must do something about it. We can't just sit here and watch our people just follow rebelliousness. Okay? And that's why I want to look at this scripture here. Even here in Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. What does the scripture tell us? He says, do not follow a crowd to do evil, okay? Nor bear witness in a strife so as to turn aside after many to turn aside what is right, okay? So this is something we must take heed. We must look at this and take heed and recognize how serious this is for us, because we see something going on here in this earth when it takes place. Really, every day, because we know that when we follow these different holidays, we know what brought those on. We know that's purely paganism, okay? And paganism, we know, is simply means satanic in worship or origin. It's satanic, see? This is why this is so important that we talk about these things, okay? Because we see this time of the year, this dark time of the year, in this Christmas time that they call it, and how they actually let this demon, did he just roll around out there? He deceived our children, and he had them worshiping him, praying to him, what you going to get me, Santa? And all of that stuff. They lying to our children, you see. And so this is something that is serious. I just remember one time when I was a child, we were children. My parents were caught up in this deception of this Christmas thing too, you know. And I think if I remember correctly, my brother said that we cooked the cake and all of that, made all of those big preparations for the next day, the Christmas morning, so forth, and the things under the tree and all of that stuff. And he was up one night. He saw my mother eat off that cake, eat a piece of the cake that she had fixed, you know. And then it just kind of broke his heart, because the next day, you know, it was told that it was Santa Claus that came out of this. He took a bite of the cake. You know, and he saw, you know, her eating a piece of this cake. You know, it was just all in what they thought was fun, you know, all in this Christmas deception. That's what it was, you know. And hallelujah that my parents had come away from that stuff before they finally, you know, passed. You know, but when we were younger, they really, you know, were just about like everybody else, deceived into this Christmas thing, you know. Christ's birthday, Jesus' birthday, stuff, and all that, December 25th. But we'll just take a look and see, because we see what the scripture's telling us. Don't follow this stuff that we see going on out here, you see? Because when you do, You're practicing paganism. You're following the ones that rebelled from heaven. We're following those fallen angels, okay? And they are the gods of this world. They are the ones that the people are worshiping, okay? And so that's what we got to do is make sure we understand that you're not following nothing righteous. These things came down and set up this situation. Everything they set up is against the law of Yah. It is against his will. You see? Rebelliousness. That's what it is. You see? And you know the scripture tells us rebelliousness is as the sin of witchcraft. You see? And so here we are out there, a lot of our people. Now, when we talk a little bit about Christmas, I'm going to start with this article, see, because now when we get into this kind of stuff, I'll be honest with you, I just go and find some stuff, some research, because it's out there for anybody if you, you know, want to just do some research, study on your own, you'll find that this information is out there, you see? So I'm going to read out of this article here that I discovered here, and it says Christmas. Of course, it is celebrated on to remember the birthday of Jesus Christ. Christians believe he is the Son of God. See, that's the first big deception right there. You know, they believe that Jesus, well, you know, when they say Son of God, they don't want to even think about recognizing that Yah is not a God. You see? So they just automatically fall right in step with the rebellious one. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what
Elder, that's what I was going to ask you. Which God? Zeus? Thor? You know, Apollo?
Yeah.
This particular one here,
we're dealing with about around this Christmas day. You know, we're looking at an old sun god, you see. This is the one that when you look at the cross, every time you look at the cross they got out there, you see this halo around this person's head that they call the Son of God. They call Jesus. You see, he got that halo around his head, and see, which is pointing you, directing you directly back to the sun god, you see. So this is what we deal with, you see. And so this is why we got to be able to understand and not allow ourselves to just to be led into this junk no matter what. It's evil, okay? Satanic is what it is, okay? Now, it talks about the name, I'm just going to say Christ Mass. Christmas comes from the Mass of Christ or Jesus, Jesus, okay? That's who their God is, really. Okay, Jesus, Jesus, a mass service, which is sometimes called communion or Eucharist, is where Christians remember that Jesus, their Jesus, died for us and then came back to life, you see. Now, like I said, if you know, we're talking about this because we know some people just really don't know. You know, they're just, you know, they're just ignorant of the truth about Yah and Yahushua, because we know Yah sent Yahushua here to die for our sins, okay? And he's been resurrected, sits on the right hand of the Most High in the kingdom now, you see? So we know that. So, but for the sake of this lesson here, this information, I'm trying to make sure you understand when you see it, to say something about our Christ, our Christmas, or the Jesus, okay? Don't you understand that that ain't the Messiah? Jesus is not the Messiah, okay? He is not, because that is not the Messiah's name. Anyway, our Messiah plainly told us, I come in my Father's name, okay? So he has his Father's name on him. And so therefore, we're trying to keep us from getting in it, even if you're still in ignorance of this, trying to keep you from getting confused about what we're talking about here. Okay? Now, I say the Christ Mass service was the only one that was allowed to take place after sunset and before sunrise the next day. So people had it at midnight. And we know that's still going on right now. You know? I tell you that December the 24th at midnight, if you looking at your TV, you will see this big mass that the Pope will be doing, the Catholic Church, okay? They'll be doing it at midnight, you know? They are saying he's of the dark. He's of the darkness. He's of the night. There's no light in him. There's no daylight in him at all. So we get the name Christ Mass shortened to Christmas, all right? Now, Christ Mass is now celebrated by people around the world, whether they are Christians or not. It's a time when family and friends come together and so-called remembering the good things they have, that they have. The people, and especially children, also like Christmas, as it's a time when you give and receive presents. Okay? So, Elder, if you want to pop in there, jump in and comment on this, because I know, man, this is something that, you know, we need to kind of make sure that we understand that this is not of Yah. All right? Go ahead. Let me let you come in and comment, Elder.
Well, hallelujah. I was enjoying that article there.
We got more of it.
I'll tell you what, we all know what this Christmas season about, you know, the way the world celebrates it. It's very commercialized. Most of the businesses, you know, in the Western countries make the large portion of their revenue during this time of year, you know, especially in retail business. So sometimes the Christmas season counts for, 25% of their annual revenue that they make a year. Now, that's astronomical, you know, knowing that this is just a, you know, 3-4 week season, where if you count Thanksgiving, you know, this is pretty much just a little over a month this season. And you're talking about, you know, it accounts for over 25-30% of some of the retail businesses' annual sales and revenue. So, you know, it's very commercialized. And we want to introduce another aspect to this Hell Eye Day season. That's the aspect of love, romance. You know, this is supposed to be a season for love and romance is supposed to be in the air. You've heard the scriptures even. You know, it is not good for man to be alone, right? Genesis 2:18. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Proverbs 18:22. They, speaking of husband and wife, you know, most likely these days, it doesn't have to be husband and wife in the world's context, but the scripture speaking of husband and wife, they are no more twain, but one flesh. One flesh, even more closer than that. What therefore Yah have joined together, let no man, that you read, put asunder. That's right in Matthew 19:6. Why am I reading all this? All of them get your heart pumping for romance. Right? And especially with the blessings of the Most High behind it, I mean, what more could you ask for? Romance and sanctioned by Yah. We're going to ask you to hold up just a minute because we're going to enter this caution zone. Remember, the title of this message, do not be deceived by this season. And this is one of the deceptions because, believe it or not, just like they sell diamond rings and fur coats and everything, they also sell the idea of romance during this season. Okay? So, we're going to go into this a little bit. Besides the commercialism of spending money and going into debt, The Heli Day season is also billed as a time of romance, a time to share with the one you love. In other words, your spouse, your significant other. And this can lead people, particularly lonely people, Elder, this can lead people, or those who do not have a significant other, this can lead them into making bad choices. We'll talk about that. And we're talking about bad choices in the so-called romance department. Hasty, not well thought out decision, partnering up with a new mate, or as they say in today's language, a new boo. That's what young people, some of them call it. There's a song called Booed Up. We're talking about your boo. And this can lead to devastating consequences, Elder. These people are oftentimes not well vetted out. What people were talking about. We talk about the people you jump into these relationships in a hasty manner. Because you're looking at the Christmas season, right? And you bought into the myth. You bought into the hype alone. And you're supposed to be all hugged up with, you know, some man or woman, right? You know, this is a season for romance. This is a season for giving gifts. And like you said, receiving gifts. Getting together with your family, eating a nice full meal. But, you know, Elder, it has that other aspect to it. They didn't leave nothing out of this stuff. It has that fictitious, romantic element. And I tell you, you know, when I was real young, you know, like just getting into the job market, teenager, I mean, I remember I was working in a mall, and I think I was, like, between girlfriends. And so I didn't have a girlfriend at that particular time, and here it is. I'm working at a mall, seeing people. It looks like you see everybody hugged up. I mean, you know, that's probably not the way it really was, but, you know, in your mind, it looks like everybody's coupled up. And here you are walking around the mall. And, you know, I tried to go to the little store that I, you know, do a girl at, to her, see what she's doing. And wouldn't you know it, that already hooked up with somebody. They coupled up. So, you know, I felt that loneliness. You know, 19 or whatever, like I say, in between relationships. And, you know, it was weird. It was like a almost like a sense of urgency. Like, I mean, man, I must really had it bad. You could meet somebody in February or March, but no, that ain't good enough. You got to meet somebody during this time of year. You supposed to be yoked up with somebody during this time of year. I mean, I don't know if it's still like that because I haven't given this season thought in so many years. Even before I came into this truth, I gave up on this season. I believe there's still people who are caught up today in this, the romantic element, this false romantic element that this Hell I Day season brings, you know. And so, you know, the people who are not with anyone, you know, first of all, you should consider yourself blessed sometimes because the people who you know, when you look across and you see people coupled up, trust me, those relationships don't mean that they're good relationships. I mean, you know, the people in them probably wish they were out of them. So, you know, but everything is distorted when you're going through this time of year. It's supposed to be a time of gift-giving, singing, you know, eating, being together, being happy, and being in love, right, or about to be in love. Just have somebody to hold your hand.
Yeah, some of these.
A lot of lonely people out there. And this season amplifies that. And, you know, that's why they say, I didn't look up any statistics or nothing like that, but I have heard in former years that this season is one of the high seasons for suicide. And part of that reason is people are lonely. They feel like they're supposed to be a part of something, or a part of someone, and feel alienated. They feel alone. And it leads a lot of people, it amplifies it during this time. Because just like you say, that demon, powerful demon that's over this whole lie, this whole hell lie, day, season. This is, remember, we're in the most demonic time of year. And we've covered that over the last 3 weeks, starting with Halloween, Samhain. We've covered this time, entering solstice. This is the dark time of year. This is the time of death. This is time where those who are on the dark side try to actually communicate with the dead, where it actually communicates with demons. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time that death is celebrated. And, you know, for a foundation of this, please listen to the previous, at least the last 3 weeks. We laid a good foundation for this whole solstice season. So, this demonic element, when it crafted, the delusion that it created was, this is supposed to be a time of romance, Elder. You know, you're supposed to be hooked up, yoked up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at those who are not. Look at those who do not have a so-called significant other, not have a spouse, but they've fallen victim to the season. They've actually bought into it, and they feel that same sense of urgency that I felt decades ago. You know, and especially, I'm not going to just say women, but probably especially the women, because they're the women are one that usually lead with their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, Elder, that this is having on some of our people who've bought into this Hell I Day season. They're feeling lonely.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel lonely, you're apt to make bad decisions. Let me give you an example of what a bad decision could look like. God forbid, but let's just say, let's keep it real. Our people feeling lonely. So they go out to a public place, bar, a pub, a club, what have you, or some other social, probably been invited out to some social gathering. And since the want of romance is heightened during this time of year, they may, I hate to say lower their standards, but they may be more inclined to take the advances of a stranger than they would normally do. And so let's say a guy, a young lady come up to talk to a man or woman. You don't know what background and, you know, what this person is carrying with him. Now, I'm talking about weapons. I'm talking about what they're carrying in their spirit. So here you are.
Yep.
Your eyes get big and glittery, and you think, wow, I might can actually hook up during this special time of year. And you let someone into your space, you know, where you may normally, you know, during another time of year, you may normally wouldn't have done that, at least that quickly. But here you let someone into your private space, and you're excited, you know. But you don't know what this person is carrying in their spirit. You don't even take the time to vet this person out. You know, the background check is spotty at best. Most likely you don't even do a background check. You're just so happy that you might even think this is from Yah himself. Goodness, you know in your heart you were really looking to hook up during this time of year. So look what happened. You meet somebody. Now, this person could be a Wiccan. This person could be a straight-up Luciferian, devil worshiper. You know, and they prey on the vulnerable. They can sense, just like an animal can sense your fear, you know, like a dog can go up to two different people and react two different ways. One person shows no fear, and a dog walk by him, leave him alone, he might sniff. Another person shows fear, they're trembling, and that dog might even take a sniff at him, you know. So these demons, they can sense desperateness. They can sense when you're, what do you call it? They can sense when you're thirsty, you know, romantically speaking. And they know how to turn it on. So here you let this demon into your life. And we don't have to go through all the details of the consequences that, you know, that could follow. The devastation. I mean, it could, you know, you could go down that rabbit hole for a long time. You could be a single mother and think you met somebody. Think you met somebody special. You have a child at home, a, let's say a young daughter at home, teenage daughter, and here you are letting a demon into your life. You know, a demon who may one day try to go after your young daughter. You know, after he messed you around. So I mean, that's just like I say, the rabbit hole is infinite. But we're just talking about beware. That opening scripture, Elder, what we started with. Every spirit. But try the spirit. That's the vetting. You got to try.
Yeah.
How you try? You try it against the word. And, you know, the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach will lead you in all truth. If you don't have Yah's spirit in you, I mean, it's pretty much hopeless right there. You're just, you know, you're trying to lean to your own understanding at that point. You know, and the scripture tells you, don't lean to your own understanding. Trust in Yah with all your heart. So you vet him through the spirit, your discerning spirit. He gave us the gift of discernment. Those of us who are filled with the Ruach, he's given us this discerning spirit. You vet him through the word of Yah. Does his character, does his speech, does his actions line up? And also, take a step further. Somebody has to know this person. At these days and times, you better try to get with someone who knows this person and get as much information as you can. And I don't even care if he or she coming up to you talking about Yah this and Yah that. Didn't you hope say there's going to be many at the end that's going to come to him and say, didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do this in your name? He goes, depart from me, I don't even know you. So because someone says, oh, yeah, you're a Hebrew sister too, I'm a Hebrew brother, you can't fall for that stuff. I've met so many devils since I've been in this walk, that'll take a whole nother show. When I first came into this walk, Elder, I mean, man, I was so starry-eyed, I thought everybody was just perfect. You know, I thought everybody was just above board, just, you know, righteous, who says they know Yah. Say, wow, this brother know we the Israelites, this sister know we this. I'll listen to him. I was listening to almost every tape, I mean, not tape, but a CD I could find. When I came to the truth, a lot of people was making CDs. Listen to all the YouTube videos I could find. I mean, horrible doctrine, but I didn't even care back then. I was listening to it. I mean, I was just wide open. But that's how you be when you're in love, right? You know, I was in love. I was in love with the truth. Kind of like that song that you played at the beginning of the show. You know, when he found out who he was, he fell in love with the truth, fell in love with the scriptures. I mean, I was in love with the scriptures. I always loved the scriptures. But I was in love all over again. I mean, I saw it in a new way, you know. And so what I'm saying is, you could be the same way. A person could come to you saying, you know, they're into this walk, they're into this truth. They know who they are, you know. They know who the Father is and the Son is. Oh, everything the same just lined up. The stars just seem like they lined up perfect for you. And boy, you bore Christmas. This is
okay.
Fine. And you let this person walk in your life. You know, you didn't take them before the elders. You know, that's if you blessed enough that, you know, have elders in your life. You just went with your heart. Here you are letting a child molester. Here you are letting an abuser, a woman beater, a whoremonger, a drug addict. I mean, all kind of spirits. Satan worshiper. I mean, you could go on and on. That's why this lesson was entitled, Be Not Deceived by This Season. It's Hell I Day season. I think you called it Christmas season. I'll just keep on this phrase, Hell I Day season. Do not get caught up. Do not get swept away by this stuff. You know, you're walking in the malls and look like there's 10 times more people in the malls now than it be on a regular day. Everybody's dressed up. People looking good. Let's say if you're single, you're on high alert, you know, every person that looks halfway attracted to you, they really look attractive now. Calm down.
Yeah, we really got to take a look at, you know, the main thing is try to keep our eyes on God's words, you know, because that's one of the things that could get us trapped. Because like you were just saying, you know, out there you meet somebody, they look good and all that on the outside, but you can't tell what's in them. And not only just spiritual, you also better be careful physically, because sometimes, boy, these good-looking opposites, you know, sex, they be looking all good to you, and you think just because it's Christmas time, it's got to be a sign, like you say. But that could be Satan packed up in all kind of ways. It can be wrapped up good for you. And that's what, you know, you go to, you find yourself doing things with that person that you don't know. And next thing you know, you first of all, you got a hold of something that you can't never get rid of. You know, and doctors can't help you either. You know, and once that happens, you just been trapped, you know. That's why we have to look at the scripture. I'm just going to read something real quick, and then I'll let you continue on. It says here in Ephesians chapter 5, okay, verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You see, that's why we got to understand the fruit of the Spirit is what righteousness is. That's truth, you know. And Psalms 119, verse 171, you get to look at these things and understand that. Proven, in verse 10 says, proven what is well pleasing to the master, you see, and have no fellowship with the fruitless works of darkness, but rather convict them, you know, because it tells us right here, for it is a shame even to speak of what is done by them in secret. You know, that's a shame. It's a shame. He says it. But all matters being convicted are manifested by the light, for whatever is manifested is light. So that is why he says, wake up, you who sleep. Wake up, arise from the dead, and Messiah shall shine on you. And so that's why we're studying the word, living it, number one, being obedient. You know, most likely you'll have the Spirit of Yah working with you, cooperating with you. You cooperating with it to the point where that demon spirit won't really have a chance to be able to penetrate you. But then again, you got to have your mind made up. You got to be serious. You can't be out here doubting, because a double-minded man is not stable in all of his ways. So we got to be careful out here. I just wanted to throw that out there, Elder. Continue on, because I know you got to bring out something here, a point that is very important. Go ahead.
Oh, Okay, and Ellen, I just want to let you know your phone is a little staticky. I don't know if our listeners hear that, but it's a little staticky.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, if you're close to the phone or far away, but sometimes it's coming in crystal clear. So,
Okay. How is
Robert
doing right now?
Oh, right now, good.
Okay, good. All right, good.
Yeah, you're clear again. Now, we were talking about the romance element of this season, the false romance element of this season. I just want to bring this into clarity here about dating. Now, this is something that we definitely can't finish tonight, or, you know, maybe can't even really get heavy into it tonight. But that's where it starts. Okay, you meet somebody, you see somebody you like, and you guys just happen to, you know, talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talk went well enough, and you agree to go out. Okay, so this is where we're going to pick it up. The subject is called dating. And I think we talked a little bit about this, Elder, but, and I know me and another elder discussed this at length. This dating thing, who are listening to me, you can verify this yourself. Like Elder said earlier, you know, do your own research. This dating, as we know it today, term dating, is a Eurocentric, it's a Gentile concept. Our forefathers, our foreculture, did not participate in this dating game. Now, you say, well, they had marriage, right? Yes, they had marriage. They even have what you would consider a courtship. But dating as we know it in Western society, that was not part of our culture. It's not part of our history. I'm talking about history before we came over these shores.
Mm-hmm.
Dating, you know, if we want to really keep it real. And I told Elder I'm not going to use no strong language. Together in your own mind. Because we're not going to pull any punches. This dating thing is nothing more. When people say, oh, you know, you're dating him, or have you started dating again? In today's culture, it's pretty much nothing more than, how can I say it lightly, Elder?
There you go. It's two people agreeing to participate in that activity illegitimately.
Exactly. Okay.
I'll
say you're screwing around. How about that? this is a family show. We're trying to keep it clean, and we're going to keep it clean. But I'll tell you one thing. For those of you who don't have much control of their mouths, you can fill in some other terms for that. You know, like he's telling to say, you're engaged in sexual activity against the will of Yah, illicit sex. And you can call illicit sex a whole bunch of things. People in the world just go ahead, they just drop the F bomb. They drop the F bomb. Come on. Y'all know what that is. And pretty much, that's all dating is. You know, you reduce it to its least common denominator. You know what I mean by that? There's actually a fraction of 4/8. 4/8 is a fraction. Now, it hasn't been reduced to a smallest term. It hasn't been reduced to its least common denominator. But 4/8 is a fraction. Now, you can reduce that fraction. You can reduce it all the way down to its least common denominator. 4/8, I'm sure your math teacher will take 1/2, right? Four going to four, goes to itself one time, and it goes into eight two times. The four A's, you can reduce that to its least common denominator, one half. You can't reduce it no more than that. So dating, let's reduce it down to its least common denominator, because we don't want to pull no, we don't want to play no game. We just want to put it out there. Dating, its least common denominator, go ahead and drop the F-bomb. We ain't going to do it on this show, but that's all dating is. You know, you people that try to act like you got a conscience and everything, you might try to clean it up. No, that's not what I date for. I date for personality and, all this. Well, come on now. What is it going to? It's just a matter of time before that happens. And most time when that happens, you're not going to be married. It's going to be before you're married. That's all dating is. I done seen brothers and sisters in this so-called Hebrew Israelite walk. I done seen them engage in it. I done seen lots of when I was in Christianity engaging. I done saw people in the world. Of course, people in the club. That's all dating is. And you know, most of the young men brag about it. They don't have no shame of sinning against Yah in that area. Brag about it. You got guys, I listen to, you know, some online videos, and, you know, you got guys bragging about it. You know, they just go to the gym. Go to the gym. I mean, go to the gym faithfully just to get there, you know, body and tone. So they can attract women, and so they can take women to bed. You know, because they know women are just as weak in that area as men, if not more so. So that's all you got. People hooking up. People, okay, but that's the term I'll use now. The hookup. You know, that's cleaner, right? People are hooking up. And they like to use the term dating. Come on, that has no place. That has no place in our culture. And you might try to say, oh, well, you know, that's too primitive. You got a date to know somebody. We're not telling you to marry somebody who hasn't been vetted. But there's other ways. Family played a large part. If you really want to go back to the way our culture was, family played a large part into who the young man or young lady would see or would have would be a potential spouse. You know why? Because the family, it was their job to do the vetting. Now I'm not saying the young person involved didn't have any say so. I'm sure they talked to, you know, their mother, their father, you know, the aunt, whoever, you know, the elders. And ask questions, got advice, and maybe even express their displeasure if they just felt, you know, mom, dad, this is just not a good match, you know. But the family was nevertheless involved. Now you might say that's old fashioned, but Who better to be involved than the people who love you the most? The people who for your welfare the most, who want to see you succeed in life the most. Who better to get their advice from in such an important thing? Because remember, we don't supposed to, at least we don't supposed to go to the mindset as the world do when we marry. We supposed to marry for life. Now, I've been for it. So, I mean, I've already blew that one, you know. But, hallelujah, I haven't been divorced since I came into this church. And I plan to never be divorced. Shame somebody who has been divorced. But I'm saying that's not what you go into it for. You go into it for life. That's what I went into my marriage for when I was in the truth and my spouse was in the truth, my wife. So, we're in this for life. And I'm sure Elder is too, with his wife. That's what you go into it for. So who better to get advice from than the people who love you more than anyone else on this earth, at least in the natural. We're not talking about love you more than Yah, but you're going to include Yah too. You're going to pray. You're going to seek his face. You're not going to just put your body out there just to be passed around until somebody, you know, until the everything lines up in your mind that, you know, a square peg falls into a square hole, you know. That's not the way you do it. You don't shake the dice and throw them against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm dating now. You know, I'm dating three different guys. I'm dating six different women. That's not the way our culture was formed. And to be truthful, I mean, that's not the way our culture was. And that's not the way we should be now. And to be truthful, this fornicated spirit is so strong. A lot of you are just so indifferent to it that you don't even feel it's a sin anymore. You go into the relationship knowing that you're going to have illicit sex. You know, when you call yourself in a relationship with someone, you know you're going to have illicit sex. Of course, you're going to have that one person raising their hand. I'm not me. Okay. Great for you. I'm talking about 99.9% of people. Now, you know, there's some. Remember when I was into the church, I did, you know, a lot of times I had the mindset, I say, I'm not going to do it. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to please, at that time, God. But a lot of times you fall anyway. But some people say, hey, let's get that part out of the way. Let's just go ahead and get that part out of the way so we see if we're compatible there. Some people say, you know, they don't trust Yah at all. They just say, you know, I got to find out if I'm compatible in that area. You know, they just take it. So you got to sin to be compatible in that area. There's no other way. Any other, don't forget, you can jump in anytime you want. We're talking to our people tonight.
Yeah.
So this fornication demon, our people have become so apathetic, so indifferent towards this, that they really don't even care. They really don't try to lift up any type of standard against us anymore. And they wonder, and I'm not saying this is the only thing that's keeping us down, but they wonder why we consistently find ourselves at the bottom of almost every meaningful category in society. Telling you one thing, this fornication, and it's rampant. And even in the midst of all these diseases, people don't care. It's just rampant because they're just going on their lust. This fornication has done detrimental effect to our community.
Yeah.
You know, Bible says you reap what you sow. You might think, well, there's other sins we do, and yes, there is, but you know, the word of Yah went out of its way to mark this sin different from other sins. This sexual sin is different. It stood out on its own, even in Yah's word. Didn't Yah say in his word, he says, all the other sins are done outside of the body. Now, there's sin. Sin is transgression of the law. So you transgress Yah's law, it is a sin. If you lie, that's a sin. If you steal, that's a sin. You bear false witness. Okay, so those are sins. But it says all those sins are outside the body. And all the sins I just named, they're outside the body. But it says when you fornicate, when you lay down, when you date, you know what dating means. Come on now. Who are what dating leads to? When you date and you start rolling around the fact, that sin, it says, is against your own body. In other words, it has more devastating consequences.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of us look down on homosexuals, and you know, that is, it is an abomination and should be looked down upon. But homosexuals fornicate and straight people, heterosexuals fornicate. Both of them are sin. Yes, the you know, we know the homosexual is going against Yah's, not only fornicating, but he's going against Yah's laws of nature. If they don't lie with mankind as you do with womankind, you know, we know that's an abomination. But you so-called straight people, you know, that's no, you're sinning a serious sin yourself. And you're doing it thinking that it's okay. And we're going to get into this more in the weeks to come. We're going to break this whole dating thing down, and we're going to talk about filthy state, the low state degradation that we find out people in right now because of this, their immoral sexual nature, their immoral sexual activity. We're going to talk about it. We're just skimming the surface right now.
Yeah.
Well, Elder, come
one
on
thing
in.
One thing I wanted to at least, you know, leave them with, because of our time, I see it's going out pretty fast, but we got to not lean unto our own understanding. The only thing we have to do is lean unto Yah. Start to research this scripture, look at it, and it tells you. It guides you. That's what the Spirit is for, to lead you and guide you, you know, into all understanding and into righteousness. So we don't have to make the mistake. We make the mistake when we start to acting like those out there in the world. When we start following the ways of the Gentiles, that's when we bring all of this curses right upon us, right into our own household, you see? And so we can't do that to ourselves. We got to be smart enough to lean onto the word of Yah, okay? And he shows us, because it tells us, touch not, taste not the unclean, you see? And so there are things that if we do, it's just not clean, because like you say, you know, you just meet somebody just because they look good and smell good. That doesn't mean, you know, you're going to just all of a sudden be ready to jump in the bed with them. You know, you want to.
Hey, Elder, you said they smell good.
Oh, yeah, they got some pretty good perfume out there. You know, some perfume out there that you can't miss it. You know, they do it on purpose to make sure, you know, that they have what they need to attract you to them, you see? So he got all kind of ways he's using now, you know? But that doesn't mean anything, because if you don't know that person yet, you still don't know what's going on with them, you see? And it could be devastating to you spiritually or physically, you know? Because it's a dangerous world we're living in now. The only way we're going to be able to escape this filth out there is lean back onto Yah's word. You'll follow his counsel, because there's a lot of good counseling in here. And also, for the young people, they do need to listen to the elders, you know, because a lot of us out here, we have gone through things, and Yah has already allowed us to experience some of these things that our young people are experiencing, you know. And if they would be willing to listen to the elders, they can ask questions of the elders, they may be able to get some really good help, you know. Okay. So you know, that's what I'm saying. And that's why he tells us, even in 1 Peter, let's look at that in chapter 5, therefore, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Messiah, and also a sharer of the esteem that is to be revealed, I appeal to the elders among you, shepherd the flock of Yah, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but voluntarily, not out of greed for filthy gain, eagerly, Okay? See, so that's what we got to understand. We got to be willing to do the work as a work and just, you know, like he's appealing to us here. Okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Elder, I see that we are, our time is 8:01 right now. So if you want to, we can go ahead and get back into this next week and continue on. And so I'll let you, are you still there? Can I hear
you,
Elder?
I'm still here, Elder. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I see. Yeah, I can hear you good. I just see something that sometimes is on my phone.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I was going to read this one scripture, but yeah, it looks like we're out of time. But we want to invite our listeners to come back next week. We're going to really get into this date. We're going to break this down. We're going to get into this fornication. We're going to get all into this lust. That is part of this season too. And furthermore, that's what's destroying our people. Our people are taking this sin very indifferently. They just have become desensitized to it. Elder, I guess if our time is out short like this, but please join us again next week at the same time. And we're going to we'll just hit the ground running. We'll get right into it.
All right. Hallelujah.
In the meantime, don't fall victim to deceit of that false romantic spirit. Hallelujah.
Dang, hallelujah. All right, again, we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and if you feel like you want to call us and get in on our conversation that we do have going here, be sure to call, press 1 on your phone, and I'll let you come on in and comment or ask questions, whatever you want to do. Number 657-383-1495. Okay, that's 657-383-1495. So feel free to give us a call sometimes when you're here with us, and we'll be glad to work with you. All right? Okay, so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close it out. I want to close it out with the OGs tonight. A prayer by the OJs, all right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, family.
Okay.